All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Thereafter, Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran means, Allah bears witness that there is no God except Him, and so do the angels and those firmly rooted in knowledge. Verily, He, meaning Allah, rules His creation with justice, and there is no God except Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Dear brothers and sisters, you will notice that in this ayah, the name of Allah is mentioned first, followed by the angels, and then those who are deeply rooted in the knowledge of the religion. This ayah is sufficient to show the merit of the knowledge of the religion and those who are deeply rooted in it, as they bear witness to the oneness of Allah, have in their hearts the utmost and genuine fear of Allah, and do not go beyond the limits of the religion of Allah. Ayah 28 of Surah Fatir means, verily those who fear Allah the most from among His slaves are the knowledgeable ones. Allah is the Almighty and most forgiving. This ayah indicates that the pious, knowledgeable people fear Allah the most. They fear Him more than others who are not knowledgeable. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I am the most knowledgeable amongst you about Allah, and the one who fears Him the most. Hence the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, mentioned the knowledge about Allah before mentioning the fear of Him. It is known that every Muslim has the fear of Allah. However, the ultimate fear is found within the knowledgeable people. The most knowledgeable and God-fearing are the messengers. May Allah raise their ranks, followed by the scholars in accordance with the various ranks. Having knowledge leads one to have the fear of Allah, the ability to extend one's silence, as well as through contemplation and proper consideration. If we look at the scholars of the Salaf, we would find that their hearts were engulfed with the fear of Allah, and they were far from having false claims. It was narrated that Lady Aisha, may Allah accept her deed, said, I wish I had been forgotten and out of sight. Such statements are said by those highly ranked ones due to their extensive level of knowledge. It is an obligation upon you to learn the knowledge of the creed and rules of the religion. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, learn and know that the proper way of acquiring the knowledge of the religion and understanding its rules is through learning, that is, from trustworthy teachers. For whomever Allah willed goodness, Allah makes him knowledgeable in the religion, narrated by At-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. This means that the one for whom Allah willed a great goodness, Allah makes him knowledgeable in the religion, that is, Allah facilitates for him the ways to acquire the religious knowledge from those who are trustworthy, and makes him master this knowledge, in addition to practicing what he has learned. On the other hand, the one for whom Allah did not will a high rank, he would not have the proper knowledge of the rules of the religion. Rather, he would be deprived of it. We do not merely look at his outwardly numerous good deeds, because at times the apparent is opposite to the reality. Let the one in whom Allah created the ability to seek religious knowledge praise and thank Allah for the knowledge of the religion is a key element for the revival of Islam. Moreover, once the religious knowledge decreases among the people of a town, the goodness amongst them decreases and they become more susceptible to seditions. O Allah, we ask you to grant us beneficial knowledge, acceptance for our deeds, permissible sustenance, and a good ending, O Most Merciful. Ameen.